Florida has an affordable housing trust fund, but lawmakers have repeatedly diverted money from the program. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, this year looks like it will be no different.
Nearly 30 years ago, the Florida legislature passed the Sadowski Affordable Housing Act, which places a surcharge on every real estate transaction in the state. That money then gets split between each county and larger cities to fund local housing programs. This year, some lawmakers want to use two-thirds of the housing trust money to instead pay for flooding mitigation and sewage upgrades. But Jamie Ross, president of the Florida Housing Coalition, says the pandemic has only exacerbated the state's affordable housing crunch.
So it's a particularly bad time to take so much funding away from the Sadowski programs because those programs are really focused on increasing the supply of housing.
Under the legislative proposal, $296 million available for affordable housing would be reduced to just $99 million for the entire state. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.